After two false alerts warning of imminent missile attacks were issued in Hawaii and Japan in the last several days, many in the U.S. are concerned how the incident could have happened in the first place. The Department of Emergency and Military Affairs, or DEMA in Arizona, is responsible for qualifying emergency messages issued at the state level. Arizona is part of the National Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, which allows one message to be disseminated through multiple alerting channels. Morgan Hoagland, Communications Supervisor at DEMA, says an entire policy group meets before sending alert messages to avert a scenario like what happened in Hawaii.
That would be anywhere from 3 to 5 people. Once that message is decided upon, then we would go into our alerting software and put the message together. And there is validation within that software, too.
Hoagland says there are 2 people dedicated to actually sending messages through one of the 2 main alert systems, whether that be a EAS message, which is what you see scrolled on your television or hear on a radio, or a wireless emergency alert, which is what you receive on your cell phone. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.